Hi, I'm Will Cope. I'm a football commentator on the TV. And as far as I'm concerned today, there's only one place to be, and that is in front of the television set, watching ITV's coverage of the FA Cup final from Wembley Stadium. What a day it's going to be. Wonderful temperatures, 24, 25 degrees in northwest London. 90,000 passionate Everton and Chelsea fans will be screaming their side on to FA Cup glory. For me, it's always the showpiece of the season. I'm not that concerned with what happens in the Premier League or indeed what happens in the League Cup or the Champions League. It's the FA Cup every single day of the week. And Everton, they've had a wonderful run. Ever since they managed to knock Liverpool out in that dramatic FA Cup replay, fourth round at the end of January with that last minute goal in extra time, David Moyes' side have been somewhat of the favourites to make sure that they get their way through to the final. Chelsea, well, of course, they're going to want to end the season with some sort of silverware in the bag, having missed out on both League Cup, Champions League and Premier League glory this campaign. And under Gus Hiddink, they're going to want to give him a farewell as he goes back to the Russia job with something in the trophy cabinet. Everton definitely will miss Phil Jagielka, unfortunately, of course, picking up an injury towards the end of the Premier League season, so he's not going to be available today. But under Moyes, you feel that if anyone is going to break the dominancy of the top four teams in the Premier League, or indeed in the cup competitions, it is going to be this man. He's done wonderfully well, and you fancy that there is going to be a bigger job for him in the future. Will they be able to score the goals and put the Chelsea back four, marshalled so well by John Terry under pressure? Well, that remains to be seen. But the only place, of course, to find out, the only way to find out, is stay tuned to your TV set. And all being well, we could have some FA Cup final glory. But what a day it is. I mean, you think of all the different nations around the world that will be tuning into the FA Cup final. You think of all the fans, every corner of the globe, that will be wanting to be a part of it at Wembley Stadium. There's only 90,000 fans that will be able to actually have that front row seat. So, will there be a surprise? Will there be an upset? Will it be curtains for Hiddink without a trophy in the cabinet? Or will it be David Moyes' day? Well, that's the great, wonderful thing about the FA Cup, that you never can tell. You can't tell until the very last kick and the very last ball. But one thing is for sure, if the FA Cup has got anything to go by, it'll be dramatic.